What's up, guys? Vincent Moreland here. I'm just going to do my week three predictions for the NFL by myself. Nothing against anybody. I'm just really like doing a lot of things impromptu and kind of on my own time, and don't really want to wait on anybody else. So I'm just going to do this by myself very quickly. I will give you those spreads and the over-unders and tell you what I think for each game. Thank you, guys. So let me just say, I had Carolina covering the 7.5-point spread against the Houston Texans. Also, welcome to the Vincent Moreland Show, More Land, More Sports. This podcast is brought to you by the Anchor app. Download Anchor to start your podcast today. But yeah, Carolina, I had them defeating the Texans. I thought this game would have gone over. I think the over and a half, the over under was 42.5, excuse me. And they just fell a little bit shy at 33, partially because the Texans have Davis Mills at quarterback, who isn't the best quarterback, and also because Christian McCaffrey got hurt in the first half of the game. Had 4.5 yards a carry. DJ Moore was going off. He had 8 catches for 126 yards. Next guy after that was Terrace Marshall, 4 catches for 48 yards. So other than that, not much from the Panthers' offense in terms of, like, big numbers. Sam Darnold, he had 300 yards, though, so good for him. But, yeah, I would have had Carolina covering. And I did have Carolina covering. I did it on the ColorCast app, sports talk app. But I'll move on to the rest of the game, Sunday's games. Normally, like, I don't really like doing shows by myself, but, you know, I'm trying to get in every week because I just like to hear myself, and I want to see if I was right or wrong about certain things. Right now I'm looking at each of the I'm looking at each game on the spread and money line on ESPN and over under as well. So you got the Buffalo Bills hosting the Washington football team. They're favored by 7 points. The Bills are minus 360 money line for the Bills. Over under is 45.5. I think a 7 spread is appropriate. I thought 8.5 wasn't good though. I feel like Washington can hang in there with them. I feel like Washington's not getting enough credit. But I think the Bills, I feel like minus 7, I feel like that can lock in dead even. And then over under, I think this game could go over just by a little bit. You know, if both of these teams reach 23, that's the over broken right there at 45.5. So yeah, give me the Bills. Excuse me. Also, I'm kind of battling a cough as well, so please don't mind me, guys. But give me the Bills. Give me the Bills. Minus 7. And then over under, I'll take the over for that game. Next, you have the Chicago Bears visiting the Cleveland Browns. Justin Fields will make his first career start. The guy out of Ohio State, ironic enough, will be playing in his first start against an Ohio NFL team. I bet you a lot of people probably didn't even think about it like that. But anyway, Cleveland's predicted 7.5-point favorites. I would take that just because it's Fields' first start. He might struggle. Fields might struggle on the field. We'll see what happens. It doesn't help the Browns that Jarvis Landry's out on injured reserve for a few weeks. Sione Takitaki, the linebacker's out. But J.C. Treader's questionable center. But Odell, I don't know if he's coming back or not. It just seems to be a day-by-day thing with him. But I think the Browns will cover the 7.5-point spread, and I think this game will go over 44.5 points. Not by many points, though, but I think it will go over. Next, this is going to be we're not going to get cute here game. The Baltimore Ravens play against the Lions. The Lions are the team that I think will finish with the worst record in the entire league this year. I'm not saying they're going to go 0-17, but I think they will end up with the first overall pick. Ravens spread 7.5. over-under is 50.5. I bet on the Ravens to cover at 9. And that was a little over. That was around 5 days ago, so the line shifted by 1.5, which makes a big difference. But I think the Ravens could cover at 7.5. I think they didn't cover at 9. Now, if it's like 14.5, 13.5, I don't know. I think the line's a little bit of respect here. But over-under is 50.5. I'll take the over. I think the Ravens could probably score a bunch of points in the first half. Maybe like 28. I'm just trying to be realistic. And then I feel like they might get up by so many points where the Lions will be able to score some points. And also the Ravens are going to be missing some of their front seven with guys on the COVID list and whatnot, unfortunately. So that's not good for them. But I think the Ravens can cover and they should cover. Arizona Cardinals are visiting the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm really big on the Cardinals this game. 7.5-point spread. They should cover. Over-under is 51.5. I got the over. I think the Cardinals are going to have a field day with this team. They should. But, you know, it's the NFL. Anything can happen. But, yeah, I think the Cardinals will cover their 7.5-point spread and beat the Jaguars. The Kansas City Chiefs are playing against the Los Angeles Chargers. I got to see the Chiefs in person for the first time last week, and they did not disappoint. Well, they did kind of disappoint me with one of my parlays, but, you know, Ravens fan, you know, so I kind of had to root for them. But Chiefs are 7-point favorites. I think they can cover that. Over-under is 54.5. I think that game can go over as well. For some reason, I bet the under last week between the Chiefs and the Ravens, and I'm an idiot for that. Next, you have the Saints and the Patriots. Where this game would have meant a lot more if it was Drew Brees versus Tom Brady, but that is not the case this year. Saints are 3-point underdogs. Yeah, 3-point underdogs. Over-under is 42.5. I think that game can barely go over. 42.5. I think it can go over. I think it could be like a 23-20 type of game. But I think the Patriots will win this game. I think they'll cover the point spread as well. Atlanta and the New York Giants. I think this is the toughest game to pick because both teams are not that good. Giants are 2.5-point favorites. I think they'll cover, though. Over-under is 47.5. I think that will cover just because Atlanta's defense isn't that good. They gave up 49 last week. I know it's the Bucs, but you gave up 49 points in one game. I mean, part of it was the, you know, Matt Ryan throwing 2 pick-sixes, so you can't blame it on the defense, but I think the Giants are going to have, I think they're going to put up some good numbers this week, and I think the Falcons can catch up with them. Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, also a tough game to pick, but I'm going to give the edge to Pittsburgh. Even with Deontay Johnson out, I still think they can win this game. James Washington always finds a way to step up whenever one of his wide receiver teammates get hurt. Over-under is 43 now. Wow, I took them at 44, the over. So, yeah, I'm definitely going over. I know it's going to be a tough game. TJ Watt's out, so that should give Burrow, you know, some help. I hate to say it, but it should give Burrow some help with putting up some points. And then Bengals, they're vulnerable to giving up points. They gave up some points in Minnesota. I played Chicago last week. Andy Dalton's not that good. Offense didn't really run well under Dalton, so we'll see what happens with Fields. But yeah, give me the Pittsburgh spread and give me the over for the points. excuse me. The Colts are visiting the Tennessee Titans. Always a tough game to choose because both teams seem to play each other pretty well against each other. But Titans are 5.5-point favorites. I think Carson Wentz, he's questionable. If he plays, I'll give the Colts the 5.5, but if he doesn't, I'll give the Titans 5.5. And if Carson Wentz does come up as out, I'm sure that point spread will change from 5.5 to like 7.5. Over-under is 47. Both offenses are fairly decent. I'd probably take the over. If Carson Wentz is playing, I'd probably take the under if he's not playing. Next, we have first of the 4 o'clock games, New York Jets visiting the Denver Broncos. I think this is the only game I have under 41.5. I took them under 41. Point spread's 10.5 for Denver. I think I think that's a little disrespectful. And then it's plus 450 for the Jets. I mean, yeah, Denver's 2-0, but look who they've played. They played the Jaguars and they played the Texans. Or no. They played the Jaguars and they played the Giants. So, like, let's calm down a little bit and let's not get too excited yet. I need to see what they can do against a contender. Kind of like Carolina. Like, they played, you know. I guess the Saints, you can give them a little bit of credit. But, I mean, they I don't know how they beat the Packers so badly in week one. But, yeah, they just played the Texans and they also played the Jets. So, if you played against the Jets and the Giants and the Falcons and the Texans and the Jaguars, I'm not going to, like, get excited for your team just yet. But give me the Broncos. I'll take the Jets covering, though. But I will take the under 41.5. This next game, you had the Las Vegas Raiders hosting the Miami Dolphins. I think the Raiders will go 3-0. Point spread was -4. Now it's -3.5. I would take that. Over-under is 44. I'll take the over in that game as well. Give me the Raiders. Also, for the Miami, Tua Tagovailoa will not be playing. So, yeah, give me the Raiders. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Los Angeles Rams. Another tough game to pick. I think the Rams are 1.5-point underdog. Over-under is 55.5 now. I think that game will go over. I hope it goes over. I had the bit in parlay. But, yeah, Tampa Bay -1.5. I'll take that. If you think the Rams will win, you may as well just do the money line. Because it's not often teams lose by 1 point. Last 425 game, Seattle Seahawks visiting the Vikings. Another game that's predicted to go over. Seahawks -2. I would take that. Over under 55. I will take the over in that as well. I think both teams will score, and I wouldn't be surprised if these guys crush the over at halftime. Green Bay is playing San Francisco. I don't know what it is with Green Bay. I just can't seem to trust them. They're so weird, but like 49ers, the way they played against Philadelphia last week and let them hang in there, gives me hope that like the Packers could win this game. Not that I hope they win, but like I feel like the Packers could cover +3 spread. And you know what? You may as well take them on the money line. So I'd probably take the Packers money line, and I'd probably take the 50.5. That game might go under. It could go over. I will go with the over on that one too. And then you have the Monday night game, Philadelphia and Dallas. Give me Dallas on the points -3.5, and then give me the over. I believe the over is at 54. No, 51.5. Yeah, give me the over. I think I only picked the over, the under for one game. But yeah, give me Dallas. So yeah. Good luck to all of the teams. Thank you guys for taking a little bit of time to listen. Thanks for bearing with me through this episode as well.